Anger and Bernie here in Tipperary in Ireland as I wait for a video conference to start. It's called Learn Through Making, and it's done by the college where I teach in Limerick Institute of Technology. It starts in 20 minutes, and I'm doing an audit of the audio clips I have on audioboom.fm. So we'll see what happens. I can see the number of clips I don't want to bring across to another place, about 480 of them, and several of them have more than 200,000 listens, which surprises me. Of course, I've been doing this thing for since before the iPhone, so we'll see where this goes. Bring them across, put them in local storage, decide to upload somewhere else, probably over to Spreaker. Yeah, a lot of work though. Hope you enjoy the music. Bye for now.
Hey, Bernie, it looks like as if you and I have the same job. You've got stuff on Audioboo you want to move and put somewhere. I've got stuff on Audioboo I want to move and put somewhere. I don't want it to disappear. I haven't yet worked out how much I'd have to pay Audioboo to keep it there. But even paying them to keep it there, anyway, it's unless I download all the MP3 files, could I download all the MP3 files onto a external hard disk? And then set up a self-hosted blog and put them all there.
Oh, Bernie, I'm flabbergasted. 200,000 listens. Would you mind sending me one, which sending me one that had 200,000 listens? I mean, I'm flabbergasted and extra awed. If you told me this some years ago, I don't know what I'd have done. I might have given up. I mean, I actually have a few that are over 5,000. And there I was, you know, thinking, oh, well, the stats are all wrong. But at least it's a good number, you know. And I'm just gobsmacked. Now, I know your reach is further than mine, but for it to be in a ratio of 200,000 against 5,000. I haven't worked out in my head quickly enough what that.
Yeah, Paul, it was back on October 10th, 2010, at 2:32 p.m. Sullivan Burke. Everybody needs somebody to love. 2 minutes and 48 seconds. I'll put it in here in the caption bit.ly/257. Plays representing. Oh, I lied, Paul. Representing more than 52,000 plays. I don't know where I got 257. I swear that's what I said once. Anyway, according to maybe the revised analytics, only 52,000 people played this. Mark LaRock featured it. I think it was picked up on The Guardian and put on their website. Sullivan Burke. Everybody needs someone to love. And now I think I'm going to find that clip and put it as a trailer to this. Sorry for misleading you. I blame my eyes. 52,000 plays. Sullivan Burke. It's the clickable link, I hope.
Well, at least, Bernie, I don't feel myself to be such a microscopic dot on the audio boom and horizon. In relation to what I'm going to do, I received a tweet from Simon Toon this morning, which I haven't opened the link, but he sent it to me as if there was, when I opened the link, which is to a YouTube video, there would be a way to download the whole lot. I think in any case, whatever I do, I mean, I do have 36 months within which Audioboom have undertaken to look after my stuff.
Paul, I'm watching Simon's very articulate boo. It's actually an audio clip on YouTube. I'm watching it. And I just subscribed to his channel. And the link, I put it here. bit.ly/download all boos. Because if this was the way Anchor was set up, where you had a true RSS feed to people's content, then exporting all your Anchor content would be a lot easier than it currently is. So thank you, Simon Toon, and thank you, Paul Manny, and just word of the wise, if Anchor is floating your boat at the moment, and you know how to export all your work without a big effort, you are sorted. But if you don't, and if a year or two or three from now, Anchor goes the way of a paid model similar to the way Audioboom has gone, and others before it, well, you might remember me saying it would be really handy to have a proper RSS feed and a way to get the flow to stuff, or a big export all tool, export all, to grab all your waves, all your segments. I'm Bernie, I'm Top Gold, over on Audioboom, as well as Anchor. Bye for now. Yeah, Brett, fortunately for me, I've got a big honking 500 gig hard drive, externally powered, that's got a lot of my audio life in it since 2004. I'm sure I've got more than half of those Audioboom clips, but I am interested in extracting all, and I suspect it's going to mean a Zapier routine or some kind of cron job, perhaps to manually do it. So yeah, I'll take whatever advice you have. There's more than me. I mean, Christian Payne's affected by this. So is Paul Manny, as you know. And then a whole lot of Brits, because Audioboom was a darling of the startup scene in London for a while. Yeah. Information architecture, open architecture, so valuable. You know, be able to get it. Follow the standards. Open standards. Don't hide stuff behind artificial redirects and Cloudflare counters and stuff. Yeah, I'll take all advice because I want to do this as a side job. You know, I'm listening. And thanks for weighing in on this. I'm sort of sorry that people traversing through the Anchorverse are burdened listening to some stuff I have going on back and forth with Christian Payne and Simon Toon and Turbostream and McGulkin, about, I'd say, 10 or 10 people who have been making shared audio conversations available since 2010. Some 7 years or so. And I'm going to make an episode out of this because here's the story. Let's just say tomorrow you woke up and found out your pinwheel was gone. Right? And in it was everything like the rundown times 10. All your favorite YouTubers you never subscribed to anyway are there. And radio stations and faith healers and people who aren't Yurik but are life coaches. And they're there because they've paid to be there, and you can't find the people you want to follow unless you have a subscription to their episodes, and they can't publish an episode unless they pay to publish. Now, this is the situation we found ourselves in Audioboom, after using that platform for more than 5 years. Thousands of hours of audio content that coursed through my earbuds, that I subscribed through using Pocket Casts, and that I listened to using an app that, over the space of years, became less of a social thing and more of a listening thing only. I mean, it's the reason why I really didn't want to have yet another radio app in my pocket. I have radio for free. The advertisements thrown into it. I have my own
OPML list. It's like a list of podcasts I listen to. And I listen to audiobooks and through audible.com. So anyway, the point is, occasionally I want to listen to the Wolfpack, and occasionally I want to listen to Derek get high and drink a scotch, and occasionally I want to listen to Colin talk about his truck, and, you know, Dewan and Crackhead Park. You know, sometimes I want to listen to that stuff. I'll even put up with Disneyland visits from Jennifer, you know, and Kevin's movie reviews. They're okay. They're all fun, you know. Tim Arenetta, you have good stuff there. MGN, you're wacko. Diego, I miss you, as well as Vicky Mack and Eden Golly. And these are voices that have just coursed through my life, and I'm happy to listen to them more than I am happy to scroll through my Facebook newsfeed or Instagram flow. But there comes a time when all of a sudden the people providing the platform need to have money, and the advertisers aren't giving it to them, the investors aren't giving it to them, so they have to change the model, and then it becomes of interest to say, well, can I get some of my hundreds or thousands of hours of content out so I can show them and shove them into a place where my kids can listen to them, my grandkids can listen to them? And that is the problem we're having with Audio Boom right now. It's not as hard as it would be if this had happened to Anchor. I mean, freaking Anchor, it's tough to get your waves unless you made them into episodes. It really is. Some of the simple tools of extraction available because of proper RSS feeds or an API that works, those things aren't available as easily with Anchor. You got to work at it. So behind the scenes, Tinian and I are going to put some headspace together to figure out, okay, let's say this happened tomorrow in Anchor, what would you do? What power tool could you use to extract all your audio? And it happened once when Anchor version 1 dissolved and everyone discovered when they woke up one day they had version 2 and nobody ever asked them about it. Happened once. You lost all the conversations. It will happen again. If someone doesn't pay for your content to be up there and you're not willing to pay for it, it's going to be locked down and you won't be able to get it out. It's going to happen. That's just the way this ruthless web is. That's the way the investors want to make it. So I'm sorry to bug you with all this shit. We're going back and forth with how to extract content because it's a lesson you're going to need to know how to work when Anchor goes to some other than a model of easy convenience, tap and play and listen all day. Really? Okay, thanks for listening. Enjoy the weekend. Bye for now.
Bernie, it is for the very reason you just described that I have hesitated getting into Bumpers or Zcast. And I think putting your eggs in one basket, even with Anchor at this point, is, from a data extraction point, risky. Because they're going to go to a paid model at some point. That's absolutely, positively, yes, going to happen. How that works, what combination that'll be between subscribers and some sort of advertising, I don't know. But, you know, we'll have to wait and see. But absolutely, it's coming. And so how do you get your stuff out? And even if you do have their RSS feed and you're tied to something with that, do you want it there? So far, I haven't done anything with episodes because I don't really trust the model that they've got going on right now. There's that pre-roll business with Anchor that's tied to it, and all of that seems to me like it's going to be at some point a nightmare. So I guess we'll have to wait and see, but it's coming.